Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
I hear that a school bus should be arriving to the station soon.
Really?
It should be showing up here within the next hour or so, Kid Nation. I would keep listening if you would like to score that Kid Nation Ultimate Lunchbox with $300 for back-to-school shopping and delicious tasty cake. New lunchbox this year, too. It's different than the one from last year. This one is a word search.
There's a word search on it. Yeah,
and we'll even give you which words you're going to be looking for inside the lunchbox.
Very cool.
Mine's the toughest because it's JSI, so it just looks like a bunch of random letters. Justin and I found them all the other day, though, so it's all good.
Got it.
Got a lot of messages regarding being Mexican and leaving stuff out, Jenna. It's 50-50, and it turns out that most husbands do it. So most husbands are Mexican.
Oh, it's more than 50-50. I've been getting tons of messages. There's definitely some that don't, but...
And it might be... We've gotten some people that say it depends on your stature. You know, if you had a housekeeper, they'll clean it up for you. Mm-hmm. And then if not, because my mom used to whoop my butt if I left something out because that was money in the trash.
Yeah.
But
it's also
the food, though.
But people made good points. It's also a British thing. You see it a lot in Europe. And they leave out clotted cream
people.
And it's a European thing as well.
Yeah, but they drink warm beer.
Drinking warm beer, does that make you crazy or just British?
It makes you British.
Yeah. All right, well, let's get to Does That Make Me Crazy, Kid Nation. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
That is 800-543-3548.
800-5-KEY-KID.
So you're giving us a call and telling us about these things that you do all the time. You think they're pretty normal, and then you just realize, man, not everybody does this stuff. I need to call the Kid Craddock Morning Show and ask them, does that make me crazy?
I combed my beard the entire drive to work this morning, and I thought I was crazy or at least obsessing about this newfound beard that I have. And I go outside, the guy's with a beard, and he's combing his beard. So I'm like, I guess it's just a beard thing. It's not a crazy
You're in a
thing.
Club.
In a club.
Yeah. I'll bring you a new brush, Al.
Okay.
From when my beard was nice and curly.
I love the black beard, Al.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Arg.
It looks nice, though. Al's getting it all... It's like growing by the day.
He's going for the James Harden look,
I think so.
I like it. Get it all bushy.
Yeah.
I love it. It's a good look.
Thanks.
I'm living vicariously through your beard.
I've never had a beard this long. And it's not even like it's really, really, really long, but I've never had one this long.
It's getting woolly.
Yeah, it is.
I stare in the mirror and look at my beard and say, grow.
Did it work?
No.
I guess not.
I don't know why you shaved it.
I don't either.
You worked so hard.
Oh, because I got my facial. My hydrofacial.
Was it worth it?
My skin was so nice afterwards. So, yes. It'll grow back. It's just hair.
Yeah. Another 20 years.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, sure. From the text, Sarah wrote us and said, if someone's driving in front of me and they throw out a cigarette, I'm afraid it got stuck on my grill. So I remember that guy's license plate just in case my car catches fire and explodes so I can call the cops and tell them who it was. Does that make me crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Paranoid a little bit.
Yeah.
Paranoid. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I get you. What if that does? I do think about that. If I see one fall and it goes under my car, like I have a little gas leak and it's going to make my car explode.
Yeah.
Well, if you got a gas leak, you got bigger problems.
Well, yeah. Definitely don't want to drive under a cigarette.
Yeah, yeah.
Or over a cigarette. Hey, guys, it's a food-related crazy here.
Okay.
Not only do I eat my eggs with ketchup, I'll also make a bagel with cream cheese and strawberry jelly, and then I put the eggs and ketchup on top of that and eat it. Does that make me crazy?
I'm down with the egg, but not the ketchup mixing with the jelly.
Yeah, that's odd.
The ketchup, that's the one step too much for me. I'll do the egg.
Yeah.
You put an egg on everything and it makes it fancy now.
Yeah, you can put it on a burger. Everybody's putting it on a burger. Al's been doing that for a while.
Oh, yeah.
You do the runny egg on a burger.
Oh, yeah, I love that.
Yeah. This gets too messy for me. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing awesome. So, what are you doing to your salsa, sir?
Well, I grew up in Southern California, and I spent a lot of time around spicy foods, and sometimes I didn't feel like it, so I started adding sugar to my salsa.
Wow.
Does that make me crazy?
Sugar to the salsa.
I've seen people do this at restaurants.
Really?
Yes.
To make it less spicy.
And
but isn't it sweet, too?
Yeah, does it get sweet?
Yeah, it does. It's got, like, a sweeter aftertaste, so you get less of the kick at the end.
Oh, yeah, that's crazy, man.
That's crazy.
I'm in it for the kick.
Huh, salt and sweet.
Yeah.
That is a combination, though.
What part of Southern California did you grow up in, Ryan?
Corona.
Corona. Oh, that's right by my parents' house.
Great beer.
Or by Temecula, right?
Yeah, right near Orange County.
There you go. Shout out, Corona. Great beer, too.
Shout out, Corona Light.
Yeah. Is that what you're on right now?
Yeah.
Watching yourself?
Watching the cars.
Morgan wrote us on the text and said, when I start my car, I hold my breath until the AC blows cold air because I think the hot air from the vent is harmful. Does that make me crazy?
Yeah.
Well, you might Google is that it? And find out you're right.
Yeah. Now that you're saying that, it makes me think that maybe it is harmful.
Yeah.
The bacteria likes to live in warm environments,
sometimes
right?
Sometimes when you turn on your air conditioner, it smells kind of mildewy stinky. At first,
uh-huh.
And then it clears out, so you're breathing in those spores, I guess.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Like when we show up to the office after a long weekend.
Yeah, it's funky.
That smell, I feel like there's some sort of bacteria being ingested into my body by just breathing in
here.
Hey,
but we need a certain amount of that. If you don't have the bad stuff, you can't fight off the really bad stuff. You know?
Did you see that movement that just didn't just start, but people are doing no showers.
No shower.
No showers, no deodorant.
How long?
Forever. They don't shower, and they don't. They say that the natural bacteria start forming on their body, and eventually the bad BO smell goes away.
No, it's not true.
No.
Yeah. I have so many girlfriends that have done that whole, like, let's do no deodorant, natural deodorant, and they're like, no, I still smell, I know.
Oh, really?
And that person always sits next to me on a plane.
Yeah, they stopped washing themselves to let their natural bacteria handle the job instead and clean them.
How long does it take before your natural organisms take over?
I'm not sure exactly how long it takes.
There was a no washing your hair movement, I remember, and it took months because you have to stop washing your hair. You just rinse it with water, and it goes to this really greasy, freaked out phase.
No.
And then the woman's like, after that, it's fine, but I'm not living through that.
No. They say it's cutting back on all the stuff that we use. They also believe that cutting back on the products that we're using to clean our skin, like the shampoo and the soap and all that, helps fight skin disease like acne and eczema.
Well, not true.
I'm not going to try it.
I'm not going to find out.
I'm too self-conscious.
I do agree that people tend to over-shower and over-bathe, and it dries out your skin real bad.
Yeah.
I'm probably one of those guys. I do.
You shower twice a day, right?
Probably so.
Yeah. Be careful now.
Yeah.
Be careful.
Moisturize, bro. What's up, Misty?
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. All right. So you like to do something fun when you're out on the road?
Yes. So when my 2-year-old son and I are out driving around and we see a cow or a group of cows, we get super excited. I roll down the windows and we moo as loud as we can at them to get their reaction.
This is actually very common.
Yeah. They don't react, do they?
Okay, good.
Do they react?
Well, some of them do. Oh. And then some of them don't.
Like what?
But when they do react, we're like, yes.
Yeah, are they like, moo you too?
Like, one of us can drive? What's happening?
Was that Harold?
No, we get mooing at cows quite a bit.
Really?
Yeah.
Misty, go ahead and show off your mooing.
Please give me your best moo.
Moo!
Oh.
Wow.
Convincing. You have a run for your money, Al.
All right. Big Al Mack.
Come on, Al.
Our animal expert.
Here we go.
Oh, God, it sounds like it's been wounded.
Yeah.
It's a wounded.
Well, that's how they move, Jenna.
Misery.
It's like a low, and then they got high pitch.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that one.
That wasn't bad, Jenna.
Thanks, Al.
Yep, pretty good.
Good learning.
That's a teenage cow going through puberty.
Okay.
That's what it was.
Did you see the guy that was proposing to his girlfriend, and he put the ring on the...
On the tail?
Stop.
Teat.
You can say teat.
Teat.
That's what we milk on the cows.
I love that word.
There, so that the girl would go and milk the cow, and she would find the engagement ring, and that's how he proposed.
That doesn't seem like that would be comfortable for the cow.
Man, if your girl's finger's as big as a cow teat.
Or you hurt the cow putting it on.
Yeah, what if it gets stuck in there?
You can go hard on those.
Then you gotta marry the cow.
Have you ever milked one?
No.
Oh, y'all, it's fun.
You gotta squeeze from the top.
You gotta squeeze so hard, it feels at first like you think you're hurting them.
Yeah.
It's weird.
But yeah, you squeeze.
It's harder than it looks.
If that was my proposal, I would cry.
Didn't you get proposed to off the treadmill or something?
Yeah. I cried.
Sweat. sweaty. Yeah. Were you holding a cat?
So upset.
That was Kelly's first
marriage. My first proposal. I was on the treadmill working out. I was at home, so I was just nothing but a sports bra and shorts. And our cat had to be, my cat at that point, had to be quarantined because it had ringworm.
Yeah, it did.
Kid Man, and his wife at the time got Carol and my then boyfriend got drunk at a charity auction, and they both bought these cats that were diseased.
That's right.
So mine had to go to quarantine.
Didn't kids say they had kitty aids?
His did.
Not
his
Kelly's.
Had one testicle, a broken fang, wow, and kitty aids. Mine had
a bad
ringworm,
day.
Very severe ringworm. I had to quarantine it. So I'm on the treadmill. I'm sweating because I'm in one of my phases. Glasses, my hair pulled back in one of those wire headbands.
Yeah.
So like the ugly workout clothes.
On right now.
I'm at home.
Yeah.
In shorts and a sports bra. Yeah. And the next thing I know, my door's open and I'm like, hey, what's going on? Why do you have the cat? And he's like, come look at the cat. I'm like, I'm right in the middle of the workout. I'm just pouring sweat. And I never sweat. He gives me the cat, which is shedding. It's a Persian. I've got cat hair all over me. And I look on the collar and there's a ring. I just dropped to my knees. I'm like, no! You're not proposing right now.
Yeah.
That's how I got engaged.
What's up, Daniel?
Hey, man, what's going on?
What's
hey.
Up?
Hanging out here, finding out if you're crazy or not.
Damn, Daniel.
Well, dude, I mean, biting your nails isn't weird in itself, but the fact that I put them in my pocket and save them for later drives my wife off the wall. She'll go to wash my clothes and come up with pockets full of hangnails and stuff.
When you say save them for later, what's the ultimate goal? What are you going to do with them?
What's the later for?
It's to try and stop biting my nails near as often, so it eventually will stop. But what ends up happening is I have like 12 or 13 different fingernails in my pocket, and I mean, it drives her off the wall.
Yeah.
Because you keep them and you move them to other clothing?
Yeah, I mean, it's to prevent myself from biting my nails for later, but I end up with a pocket full of fingernails.
Mm.
Pocket full of fingernails. Sounds like a song.
Yeah. I got a pocket full of fingernails.
Thank you, Daniel. I bite my nails too, but I use it just sometimes to do the floss real quick, like a pick.
Yeah.
Which is probably gross. Because
they're not clean.
I've seen the studies of how we don't clean our fingernails well enough.
Yep.
I should stop doing that. Heath does something weird. Heath.
Yes, sir.
What's up, brother?
All right, welcome to Does That Make Me Crazy? What's going on?
Oh, well, you know, after a long, hard day of work, I like to get home and take an ice cold shower.
Cold shower?
So you don't, no warm water at all, just cold?
No, I love the feeling of the cold water.
Wow. That's, I'm going to go ahead and say that's crazy.
It's intense.
It's very simple, but it's a simple crazy.
Yeah, and it's a, caused a few arguments because, you know, me and my wife like to, you know, every now and then take a shower, and she likes about 7th layer of Hades hot. So.
Yeah. Shout out.
I want to take a cold shower just because I don't want my wife to laugh at me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I mean, I've taken a cold shower out of no option.
Yeah right.
Because there's no hot water.
Hot water got cut off.
And it's brutal the whole time.
Oh, my childhood was so dope.
But hot water get cut off, you have to take it.
That was a good time. Well, Heath, I wish I was like you.
That's not, that's kind of crazy.
It is crazy.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
Fico-friendly.
Steven.
Hey.
Hey, Steven.
Okay, so I don't know if this is crazy or weird or what, but whenever I eat cookies or chips and I can't reseal the bag, my family used to always just put it in the microwave. And I don't know if it's to keep bugs out or keep it fresh, but my entire family has always done it for years. So I just need to know, is it maybe crazy or less than?
I think both.
My man.
And Steven.
Steven. Maybe it's a giant Tupperware container, maybe.
But it's actually a genius idea.
Yeah.
Does that make me crazy?
Not that bugs in there, man. That's actually really smart.
Love
I might
it.
Have to steal that crazy idea you gave us.
I think my mom did that, too, a little bit.
Smart. Especially if you don't use a microwave much.
Yeah.
Use it as storage.
That's genius. Yeah, don't forget and start your timer and then
right.
things going on in there. Wow, that's really smart. We got some smart crazy going on this morning, Kid Nation.
Yep.
Thank you for calling in. Thanks for the text messages. Hold on to those if we didn't get to you today, because we'll have it again next week. And coming up next, I believe there's a little rumble of maybe a school bus.
What?
Oh. Yeah. Are you going to be the lucky one to maybe score yourself that limited edition Kid Nation lunchbox? You got to keep listening and hear that sounder. If that bus shows up, better be dialing quick.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Back to school.
I'm going to school.
It's time for kids across the country to jump back on the bus.
There it is. The Kid Nation school bus is here. Mm-hmm. Oh, that little stop sign is out. Make sure you stop on both sides of the road.
That's right.
Don't try to pass. If you're on the opposite side, you'll get a ticket.
Well, if there's a grassy median, you can keep going.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good to know, because I still stop even if there's a median. I get scared.
Because those of us that know the law are sitting there like, go!
No, I'm going to be safe, because maybe those kids want to cross the big old median, and I want to make sure they get there safely. But right now, we want you to pick up that phone and give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We're looking for call number 13 to score this ultimate lunchbox. It's got $300 for back-to-school shopping and a variety of tasty cake treats for everyone to enjoy in the family.
Thank you, Tasty Cake.
Yes, even Mom and Dad can have one. But just one, because the rest are for the kids.
Our goal today is to make JC cry again. So, JC, do you remember the first time we had Chloe on the radio?
The first time we had Chloe on the radio? No, I don't.
How was your first experience on Earth? Yeah. And then what? Yeah, that's what I said.
What about...
Get a tear?
Today's my daughter's first day of kindergarten.
Yeah. What about when Chloe first learned how to spell her name?
How do you spell Chloe?
C-L-O-F. Chloe.
What about Kason?
C-A-O-N.
C-A-S-O-N. Kason.
Yeah.
What's your baby's name?
Chloe.
Her name's Chloe, too, just like you?
Yeah.
How do you spell baby?
C-A-O-N.
Good job.
Let me check the eyes. Let's see. A little bit.
Oh, her little voice is so cute.
A little watery.
I just feel like... there you go. Hang it, Trey. Don't you ever grow. You don't know how much a song hits you until you listen
to
it. When you're really emotional.
You look at that photo album.
Oh, they're playing little pictures on you. Well, you guys are trying real hard.
Oh, yeah. Take a look at kidtv.com there,
she's so cute.
JC. Picture Chloe, little Chloe montage.
The hard part about your kids going to school is that line right there, I won't let anyone break your heart.
Uh-huh.
I can't stop that.
Oh, there you go.
I can't stop kids from saying mean things to her. I can't be there to side-eye some little girl that says something bad about her.
I feel like you're the dad that would beat someone up. Up a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you think? Doesn't he strike you as...
Not a little
kid. Like, if someone tackled Kason, he would get out there and tackle him.
But, yeah.
Want to.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be dressed for football games. Trying to pass as a second grader.
When you say dressed, you mean like in uniform and pads.
I have a uniform and a helmet. And I'm not going to be playing during the game. But if somebody cheap shots... I'm going in for one play and getting that revenge.
He's not going to be here.
Look at that big second grader.
He got arrested yesterday.
Second grader game.
Oh, man. It's just, I hate this. I don't have control anymore.
Yeah.
I don't have any control when my kids leave my house and go to school whatsoever.
Are you just trusting that the teachers.
Yeah. And look, they have great teachers.
The older kids will look out for them.
I know. I'm just, all the things that they're going to learn that I'm not sure. I'm ready for them to learn from other kids.
Yeah.
Oh, you'd be surprised when Emma Kelly used to come home with. She was in kindergarten.
Yeah.
She came home one day and talked about how big her thighs were. I'm like, how do you know what the word thigh is?
Right.
I see pockets under your eyes.
Yeah.
They're filling up.
No, they're good.
Mm-mm. I see them. We have the tear cam on. Do you see? It's zoomed in on your face.
Is there a tear cam?
Yeah, this is a tear cam.
Tear cam is real right now.
We'll be right back after this.
Back after this.
Hey, it's Anna. This podcast is brought to you for free by Native, and I'm so excited to tell you about how Native products have helped me take great care of my body. I'm constantly looking for ways to make sure that my body is healthy and safe, and Native deodorant is one of the most effective and simple ways to do just that. It's formulated without aluminum and talc, but actually filled with ingredients found in nature, like coconut oil, which feels just as healthy as that sounds. Plus, one of the best parts is that they have something for everyone, with a wide variety of scents for both men and women. I personally adore the lavender and rose scent to feel like a fresh flower every day, and I keep the coconut and vanilla in my purse in case of emergencies. Like the other day, I overslept and I sprinted out the door to make it to work on time, so you can only imagine the huge sigh of relief I felt when I got to work and I remembered that I had my deodorant with me. Thank goodness. But you want to know something even better? You can get 20% off your first purchase when you visit nativedeodorant.com and use the promo code KPOD. Again, that's 20% off your first purchase at nativedeodorant.com with the promo code KPOD. Let Native help you take care of your body.
Oh, why am I crying for JC on the text? Yeah, you guys cry for me. I'm trying to be as strong as I can right now.
No, a little cry.
Chloe made me so proud yesterday because we get hammied because we have a friend who has an older daughter, and right. So we get all the cool clothes, you know, for the next year, and so we got a bunch of them. And
I
she put on
love getting hand-me-downs from my cousin.
These are
I
really
loved
cool.
It.
All the shoes are cool. The shorts are cool. Everything's cool. You know, like we almost. Don't have to go shopping for
clothes. Wow. Yes.
And it kind of makes my son jealous because they don't have a son. I'm like, well, their son's in high school, so they're not going to get...
Well, he could wear the baby blazer.
Right?
I just thought handing him down stuff from Cole.
Oh, that, perfect.
Yeah.
But she got this shirt and she put it on, and it's one of those mid-drifty shirts.
Yeah.
Like you wear, like,
everywhere, JC, in every store.
I can't believe the slutty kitty clothes.
And she put it on, and I see her, like, pulling it down past her, you know, to cover herself, and I was like, I don't think Papa likes that shirt. And she goes... If you don't like it, Papa, I won't wear it.
Aww. What'd you do with it? I'll take it.
Date night. I'm going to school.
Oh, man.
Time for kids across the country to jump back on the bus.
Oh, man. We'll catch up here with our kids in a few minutes. Well, or at least my kids. I want to call them and make sure everything's cool. Yes, I'm hovering this morning. Can't be there, so I got to talk to them on the phone. Hi, Cassandra.
Hi, oh my god. Oh my god.
Seatbelts, everyone.
Hey.
I'm so excited.
Hey.
I'm so jumpy this morning.
I don't know if I should cheer or be sad for JC because Chloe, I'm just having mixed emotions right now.
All the emotions are welcome here, Cassandra. What are you up to right now?
Oh my god. I'm actually getting ready for a job interview.
Ooh. Hey. Oh. What kind of job?
Yes. I will be working with hopefully at a rec center, a gym here in Grand Prairie.
Oh, nice. Good for you.
So we're going with some
good
kids.
Good luck.
That's awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
Well,
thank
you. I want to let you know that today's a good day. Hopefully it keeps on going with this job interview because you are caller number 13. Congratulations.
Yay.
I'm so excited.
So,
oh, my God.
Here's Big Al Mac to tell you exactly what you won.
You've won a limited edition 2019 Kid Nation Lunchbox. Inside, you will find a $300 Visa gift card for school supplies or anything else you want to purchase, plus free tasty cake to give your kids for the perfect lunchtime treat. Are you crying?
Oh, my God, that's so amazing. I tried not to.
Aww.
Oh, my God, my son's starting middle school, so this is just perfect because I'm a single mom and I've been stressing about school and... This is just so amazing.
Oh, yay.
I hope those $300 go a long way for your son. What grade is he going at? Sixth grade then? Middle school?
He'll be in sixth grade, yes.
Is it just as hard as when he went to kindergarten, or is it getting easier for you?
Oh, my God, yes. I am not ready.
Yeah.
I'm not ready.
Middle school seems a little bit scary.
Another couple of years, he's going to have a little peach fuzz on that top lip.
Oh, you probably already have.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Man.
Yes, he's already got the girls knocking on the doors.
Yeah, you do.
Come out and play, so I'm not ready.
One or two little rogue hairs coming out of the chin.
Bro, I remember sixth grade, I was 13, got my first armpit hair.
Yeah.
And it ended there.
Your boy was walking around with his arm up. You know, like, so, girl.
Still got the one.
Oh,
congratulations, girl.
What's your son's name?
Thank you so much.
What's your son's
name?
His name is Zayden.
Zayden, yes.
All right, well, congratulations, buddy. You got a new lunchbox. You got some great tasty...
And good luck today.
And good luck today. And
thank you so much. I moved to Dallas 2 years ago, and I have not stopped listening to you guys since. And I'm like, I'm never going to get through. And sure enough, right now, Justin answers. And I'm like, oh, my
you
God.
You did it.
Yay.
There's no secret to it. Cassandra was just very lucky.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes. And you guys are so family and friendly. And I love listening to you guys with my son in the car. It's so comfortable.
Aww.
And you guys are funny.
Thank you.
Look at that.
Thank you so much.
Pay her to say these?
Right?
Yeah.
Well, yes.
Say that again, please. We'll turn the music
down. Yeah. We're going to use that.
Yeah, we're paying her $300 for after school shopping, tasty cake, and lunchbox. Cassandra, you hold on for us.
Good luck on that job interview.
You got this, girlfriend. You got this. Coming up next, My wife says they're in the car.
Uh-oh.
Make you cry. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to cry. I'm seriously holding off. I'm gonna talk to my kids before we go into school.
All right.
So we'll call Chloe and see how she's doing on her first day of kindergarten next.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.
All right, a lot of kids going back to school this morning, including my little cubs and my youngest one, Chloe.
Uh-huh.
Finally going into kindergarten. My son's going to be holding it down in second grade. So my wife says they're in the car right now, so I just want to give them a call before they go into school.
Hello. Hi.
How are you?
Hey.
Hey.
That's my wife right there. You don't sound like you're crying.
No, not yet.
You're holding strong?
It has to hit me. Well, I already cried this morning when you were playing Taylor Swift.
That song always makes me cry, though.
I know. Me too.
Can I talk to Chloe?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kinsey, your braids are so good, by the way.
Yeah, check out my wife's Instagram. Stop me, Kinsey.
Hi, Papa.
Oh. Hi, Chloe. Aww. How are you?
Good.
Are you so excited this morning?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. I know you planned your outfit for about a week. Do you want to tell me what you got, what you picked out?
Chloe, what are you wearing? Is it from JoJo Siwa?
No.
No? What is it? What are you wearing?
A unicorn shirt.
Yeah, she's really into unicorns right now. What did we go with the pants? Are we wearing pants or some shorts or a little skirt?
A skirt.
Oh.
Skirt.
Yeah. Right. Oh, you went with the jean skirt. I see you.
And I love your hair, Chloe.
Thank
you. Can you see me right now?
Now, Chloe, what are you most excited about for school?
The park?
Oh, so you want to do recess. The playground.
Girl, after my own heart.
Yeah,
right there,
man.
That was my favorite part, too.
Are you a little bit nervous?
Are you nervous? Yeah.
You're not nervous? Okay, good.
Excited.
I like a confident woman going into school. Well, Chloe, I just want to let you know I'm really proud, and I know you're going to have a really good first day of school, okay?
Okay.
I love you.
Love you.
To the moon.
And back.
And back.
Can I talk to your brother?
Yeah.
All right.
Bye.
Bye, baby girl.
If we called him a Kelly right now, we'd have about the same level of interaction.
Oh, yeah. I think that's all kids, Kelly.
Like, how you feeling? Good.
Good.
Yeah. One word.
Excited about school today? No.
Couldn't get him to be quiet at home.
Nothing.
Thousands of words for the answer. Kason, are you there?
Yeah.
What's up, buddy?
Hi.
Hey.
So, Kason's going into second grade.
Second grade?
Yeah. Now, Kason, you know what your job is as a big brother at school, right?
Yeah.
What is it?
What's your job?
To protect your sister.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Cool.
What are you wearing to school?
Unicorn shirt?
No, I'm wearing a surf shirt.
A surf shirt, and you got a new Fortnite backpack. He's got that going on, and a lunchbox.
Nice.
Yeah. All right, buddy. And your hair's looking.
You too.
You didn't get a Fortnite box, did you? You lie. All right. Well, you guys have a good first day at school. I love you. I love you, Case, and be good. Okay. All right. Bye.
Well, that was emotional.
What happens to
just
kids?
Just for comparison. Call him a Kelly.
You want to call him a Kelly?
Just call him a Kelly right. For comparison.
Give me a number.
I want you to hear what
I want to tell you.
Witness.
At home, they talk. I promise. They talk quite a bit at home.
Oh,
just
my
to
God.
Compare.
Yeah, let's
and
just see how similar a kindergartner is. And a first and second grader sound too
all right.
Seventh grader, right?
Yeah, she's going to the second day of seventh grade.
Oh, hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Emma Kelly.
Hello.
It's JC, your good old friend.
Oh, hi.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Getting ready for school.
Oh, nice.
Are you excited about school?
No.
What grade are you in now, McKelly?
Seventh.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, seventh was hard.
Hey, are you allowed to wear makeup, Emma Kelly?
Yes.
Oh, you are? which makeup
Yeah,
are you
do you wear anything?
Yeah.
I did yesterday.
Oh, you did? Did your mom know? Don't worry, I won't tell her.
I think so.
Oh, okay. It'll be our secret.
It was tinted moisturizer and lip gloss.
That's makeup?
Wow.
Yeah.
And highlighter.
So,
oh.
So what's going on at school? Who's the best friend out there?
McKenna.
What's up, McKenna? All right, cool.
That you know, it's always evolving.
Yeah.
You know?
The circle of friends. That's all you have. Yeah. You have a lot of friends, in McKelly. You guys took a big group picture.
Oh, yeah.
What's your crew called?
We don't have a name.
Oh, okay.
Mm. Yeah, I need to get a name. Name the squad.
What are you wearing to school today?
a Thrasher shirt.
Thrasher. I got one of those. Yes, you know.
All right. Well, I'm choked up right now.
And, Kelly, you have a beautiful day at school.
Anything
okay?
You'd like to say to your daughter on her first day of school, Kelly?
Second day.
Second day.
You want to tell her how proud you are of her?
She's my baby girl. I'm so proud of you.
Uh-huh. And, Kelly, do you want to say anything to your mom?
Love you.
All right.
Okay, love you.
It almost sounded like she puked saying that.
Love
you. And, Kelly, love you too.
Okay.
Love you.
Love you too.
All right.
Okay.
Bye,
all love
Kelly.
You. All right.
See?
All right, let's call Corey.
No.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We already had the Kid Nation School Bus show up this morning. We gave away the ultimate lunchbox, but it's okay because we got another one for you tomorrow morning. Make sure you're listening all throughout the show for the school bus to show up. You'll score that ultimate lunchbox filled with $300 for back-to-school shopping and the tasty cake because we all get a little hungry for a good snack. And tasty cake will take care of that all day long for you. But right now, let's do a little bit of this.
It's time for Tidbit News.
Reddit has some of the funniest stories.
Okay.
Now, I don't know how many of those I should believe, but most think, yeah, these are things that are actually going on in people's lives. But one posted on Reddit that her younger sister just got pregnant. Now, imagine yourself as a girl, and you've always waited for your wedding, right?
Yeah.
A woman says her younger sister just got pregnant, so she asked if she could take over the woman's wedding date and the venue in September and get married then instead. And when the woman
said, wants to be married before the baby comes.
Exactly, and take over her sister's wedding, basically, that they already took care of and paid for. When the woman said no, her sister in the family got mad at her.
Yeah, I believe this kind of crap happens.
Yeah, I do too.
Get your own wedding.
I've seen where families favor a child over the others, and it's no matter what. I've seen that. I believe it.
This one, they're clearly favoring the younger sister who got pregnant.
Huh.
And look, the girl planned her wedding, had it all set up, had the venue.
What a shame.
And now she's the black sheep out there.
Yeah. That's a shame. That is
a shame.
Whole
family, man, I hope she keeps her wedding.
I do, too.
We'll see. And at that point, the family is tough.
I mean, at the end of the day, if all you want to do is get married before the baby comes, just go get married.
Yeah.
You don't have to have the big shindig.
Man,
you don't have to.
You had an unexpected pregnancy.
Yeah.
But again, your sister should not have to pay for that.
Right.
And her happiness. Isn't that crazy? A woman in England says she wants to get a butt lift because, quote.
Accent, please.
Because, quote, I need it for my mental health.
Hmm.
She was able to scam the government into paying for her nose job back in the day. She faked depression. Of course, her nose was making her depressed, so they gave it to her.
I mean, that's true. Some people do get obsessively depressed about a body part. You know, I can see that, but I wouldn't see how the government would pay for it.
I wouldn't either.
You want to hear from the lady?
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's talk. Let's hear from the butt lady.
I really, really need a new bum, and I'm out of work, and I can't pay for it myself, and I so need this new bum. I need it for my mental health. I need it for my self-esteem. And yeah, this is something I need doing so bad. So I'm relying on you. I know how much you support me. I know how much you love me. So I'm sure it won't be a problem. If you could just donate and I could get this bum surgery done as soon as possible.
Would you believe that?
No shame.
The government said no. Jerks.
She's asking
really?
People to do a GoFundMe, basically.
And so, because the government said no, now she's doing this GoFundMe.
Please tell me nobody's giving her money.
Of course they are.
They've given her money.
She probably shows them her boobies and stuff.
I have an updated count.
Okay.
Of course you do, Trey.
She's looking for $7,000,
okay.
U.S. dollars.
Okay. Sure.
And she has two supporters.
Okay.
Total of $15.
Wow. That's 50 cents more than when I saw the story last night.
That's disgusting. Put your money where my bum is.
What's that, Jenna?
I said, put your money where my bum is.
Oh, my God.
And this happens all the time, by the way. I've seen girls try to raise money for the boobies.
Yeah, I've seen that.
For the bum.
I've donated on a couple.
I didn't know the government could give you a nose job, though.
Well, she scammed them, you said.
Yeah. She got away with it.
You probably could scam it, I guess, say it's a deviated septum or something. And
get a lot of people do that.
Sign off on it.
How do you scam them for the butt? Well, she wasn't trying to scam them. Yeah. She just straight up asked.
She got told no for that one.
Okay.
A guy in Germany jumped off a balcony while running from the police yesterday. Unfortunately, he landed directly on a wasp's nest. He had to jump in a pool to get away from them. Then he got arrested. Wasps are jerks, by the way. They will sting over and over. Snake in Pennsylvania.
Wasps are jerks.
They really are.
That should be a t-shirt, yeah.
Snake in Pennsylvania was rescued after it swallowed half its own body.
Wait a minute. A snake?
In Pennsylvania. It swallowed it himself.
Wow.
Was he trying to commit suicide?
That is the circle of life.
Literally.
Snake aside. I don't know. And it died? No, they rescued him.
It implies saving.
Rescued him from himself.
Because you know how sometimes your dog will chase its tail, like, hey, that's not mine, I'm chasing this thing. So maybe he thought it was food.
Huh.
And to prove that guys don't really think very clearly, guy in Spain filed a false police report about being kidnapped and forced to spend money at a brothel to cover up his actual night at a brothel.
And that was another edition of Tidbit News.
My man.
From the text, JC's accent sounded like Cartman.
Cartman's
not even British, mate.
It's for your bum, mate.
I didn't know she was speaking like that.
Oi.
For your mental health.
Coming up next, we are going to speak in this British accent the whole time.
Oh, my God. You're yelling. Oh, yes.
I feel like I have a better one when
I yell.
It
turns into like a tinge of Borat.
My wife. I'm taking the kids to school. All right. Coming up next, how about we do some good news Tuesday?
Yeah. Some good news, baby.
Man, we got some. We want to hear from you, Kid Nation, at 800 Kid Live.
800-543-3548.
800-5-Geek-It.
Anything that's making you smile, we want to hear about it. It's all that good stuff that's going on, including the story I found. A 30-year-old guy with special needs lost his father and now has no immediate family. So who stepped up? Find out next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I need some good news, baby, 'cause like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby, give it to me, give it to me.
All right, Kid Nation, we want you to pick up that phone and give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And share your good news with us, whether it happened this weekend or you're looking forward to it this coming weekend or it's happening today. As long as it's good news, we want to hear about it. Now, I told you, we got one here from the news.
Okay.
So, it's a good back-to-school story.
All right.
Because it reminds us just how much teachers care. And don't forget to help your teachers this year with the school supplies. Yeah. In fact, they have a trend going clear the list. You can find a teacher that's looking to get their stuff on, I believe it's Amazon, and their wish list for their classroom. So you can always help teachers because they're always helping us. And there's this 30-year-old guy in Waco. His name is Chris Barrington. He has a lot of special needs. He only functions at about a 6-year-old level. And he never really had a great home life either, you know? So the only person that took care of him was his father, but his father died of leukemia earlier this month. And police recently found Chris wandering down a highway all alone.
Oh, man.
Remember, he only functions at a 6-year-old level. Now, he doesn't have any immediate family, so when cops talked to him, one of the names that he gave them was Michelle Gerard, a teacher he hadn't talked to in years. This guy's 30 years old. It's been a while since he's been in school.
Yeah.
So Michelle had him as a student for 4 years in junior high. And he just remembered how nice she was. So the cops talked to her. And she agreed to take him in while they figured out more of a long-term solution. Well, they found out that he'd probably just end up in an institution of some kind. So she just filed paperwork to take permanent custody of him.
Aww.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
Talk about doing stuff.
So now Chris, she found out that Chris had never really celebrated Christmas or gotten a birthday present before. So she just threw him his first birthday party.
Aww.
And she says the rest of the year is going to be all about new experiences.
That's very cool.
Sweet.
Isn't that cool?
Mm-hmm.
His former junior high teacher, that's how much of an impact she made on him, that he remembered her name.
Mm-hmm.
And now
wow,
she's taking him in.
That's pretty cool.
I wish my teachers would take me in sometimes.
Is there one teacher that sticks out in your mind?
Yeah, Mrs. Halter.
Mm-hmm.
She's the one that really, she helped me out during the tough times in high school.
And Miss Pinker. Sudeen Pinker. The tight polyester pants.
What was your teacher's name that helped you out, Kelly?
Help me out.
Or that you loved.
Oh, I had all my English teachers were always my favorite teachers.
Yeah.
Because that was my favorite subject.
And Jenna, favorite teacher?
None. You know, I had a film teacher,
yeah,
but he got hit by a car and passed away, so I was very sad. He was very cool. He was a cool Mexican guy, film teacher.
Shout out.
You know, he one of those guys that would get really active in class with you.
That's what you want.
I was in college, though.
Annabella.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Hi.
My good news is that I'm outside looking at you guys right now.
Is that her outside?
Yeah, that's her outside.
Hi, Annabella.
Smile ever. Are you having fun?
Yes, a lot.
Is there anything we could do better?
Fix the TV.
No, you guys are way too awesome.
Yeah, see? Fun fact about Annabella, Jenna. I don't know if you went out there and met her.
No, I haven't been outside yet.
She goes to school with your sister.
With Lucy?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Y'all haven't gone back yet?
We're in the same class
next week.
Are you guys friends?
Kind of.
Yeah.
Well, let's work on that.
Acquaintances. Yeah, Annabella's really cool. Annabella, you stay happy outside, okay? Keep that smile up.
Bye.
Awesome.
Oh.
What a great personality. Eunice.
Yes.
How are you doing?
Good.
Yeah? What's going on? What's the good news that you want to share?
Well, it's kind of almost double good news. So last Friday, I turned 18, finally.
Fine.
And so today, I'm on my way to the DMV to get my official driver's license.
Hey!
Yay!
Get you that license!
Pack a lunch. You're going to be there for a while.
Yeah. Kelly's husband was just there. How long was he there?
It was a grand total of about 7 hours. It was the biggest.
Oh.
Something has to be done.
Eunice, I think they can do appointments, right?
Good luck.
Yeah.
There's a sweet girl there yesterday. She had been there since the doors opened. She was still there after we left because she was trying to get her written test back.
Lord have mercy.
And that's the only location to do it?
No, there are several centers.
They're all like that, though.
They're outside in the blazing sun, 7-8 hours. It is ridiculous.
It's supposed to be good news.
Something has to be.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
Has it just gotten worse? I've never had that experience.
Horrible.
I've always
when
had
I renewed
like
mine.
But Eunice, you get that driver's license.
Yeah, good luck.
And
thank you.
Drive all day long when you get it.
Show
all right?
up early.
It'll be time to renew it by the time you get it.
Bring a book and water. Bring a book and water.
Eunice is probably like second thought. I'm probably not going.
Yeah, right.
She's gonna chill. What's up, Hannah?
Hi.
Hey,
welcome to the show. What's your good news for us?
Well, today is my birthday, and I'm at the DMV to get my permit.
Well, we'll see you when you're 22.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good luck with your test, okay?
Oh, my.
All right. And that's the best time. You don't. When you're that young and you're getting your permit or your driver's license, you almost don't care how long it takes.
I failed my first driver's test.
You did? Why?
What?
Because I'd always driven. I just didn't think I needed to learn. I mean, I knew how to drive.
Right.
My parents always drive.
Yeah, yeah.
But I didn't know how to parallel park.
Mm.
And when I did, they made me back up on a road. I looked in the rearview mirror and just backed up. You're supposed to put your hand
and look
the
over
the back seat,
yeah,
look over your shoulder. I didn't know.
Well, first thing you do is turn your radio down when you back up.
Yeah.
And I didn't know you had to have your hands at 10
and
2.
Two.
I was trying to drive in both hands on 6.
Cool. At my driving school, you know how you have to pay for it. And they said if you aced your driving test, you would get your money back.
Yeah.
And I missed at the very last. I did something with my lane change. I missed 1 point. So I was back then, that was a lot of money to get back.
Yeah.
I missed it by that much. But we didn't even have to do the parallel park, Kelly.
Oh, yeah, I did.
You did? I didn't have to do that.
Yeah.
What's up, Sandy?
Hi, you guys. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe I'm talking to y'all.
Well, Sandy, I'm going to be talking to you a lot because I think we're going to become best friends.
Oh, yeah.
Based on your good news, what's going on?
What's your good news?
Hey, listen, I'm telling you what, I started off a lot in my life. I'm 60 years old, and I've worked at Taco Bell for part-time for the past 3.5 years. And the other day, management pulled me in the office. I thought I did something wrong, you know.
Yeah.
It's never good when you get pulled in the office. And they go, we want to offer you the lead position.
Really?
Here at Chef Lead. And I go, what? Are you kidding me?
That's awesome.
Look at you.
I know.
You get a little raise with that?
I'm going to be line manager. I'm going to be running the shifts and stuff.
And you get more money, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Did you do a little there?
I was working two jobs. I was working two jobs for 3.5 years, and the other job treated me like crap, and I kept Taco Bell as a part-time job, and now...
You're a lead!
And you only got one job.
Only one job, and it's a great job.
All you need.
With a lot of good
food, too. Congratulations.
I'm glad to see that they serve good food and treat their employees very nicely. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Sandy. Congratulations on your promotion to lead. Hi, Lauren.
Hi.
What are you doing
so
today?
Excited.
It's a big day for you today.
Yes, I am going to have a baby today.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Probably. I've had contractions all night, and I'm down to 6 minutes.
Wow.
So we'll probably be heading to the hospital this afternoon, and you guys have kept me calm all morning.
Oh,
so thank you.
So you've been doing your all that good stuff?
Good luck.
Yeah, yep. I've been trying to walk around and stretch and keep them coming. I'm ready for this baby to be here.
What's his name?
Oh, it's a girl, and her name's going to be Evelyn.
Put her on the phone.
Evelyn.
Great.
Evelyn.
Well, Lauren, good luck today, and let us know how it goes, okay?
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Thank you for listening to us. Congratulations.
Evelyn.
You could call her Evie.
Oh, that is
I love that.
Name.
I had an aunt, Evelyn.
Yeah.
Aunt Evelyn.
Ivana.
Hi, good morning. How are y'all doing?
Good morning. Big day for Ivana today. What's going on in your life?
Yes, I am super excited and super proud. Today is my first day opening my first salon. I'm a first-time business owner, and I'm only 24 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
Good for you, girl.
What's the name of the salon?
My salon name is called Riptide Salon, and I'm actually located in Corpus Christi, Texas.
Good for you.
Riptide.
Go get your hair did and Riptide.
All that good stuff. Ivana, congratulations. At 24 years old, business owner.
If you want it flipped to the side, call Riptide. There you can have
that. Slogan.
Yeah, you can have that right there.
You can have that. That's free.
We'll think of some more later on.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.